Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Saturday, the 10th of February 2024. Today's topic is Talebearing, the Mother of Strife. Our text today is taken from Proverbs chapter 26 verses 20 through 23. Verse 20. Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth. As coals are to burning coals, and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Verse 23. Burning lips and a wicked heart are like a potsherd covered with silver dross. Key verse. Proverbs chapter 26 verse 20. Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth. In the olden days and even nowadays in some places, heat for warming or cooking was obtained by placing two logs of wood together and setting the touching ends on fire. The simplest way of putting out the fire was to separate the touching edges. When two or more people sit together, they are bound to talk. A talebearer is someone that spreads gossips and rumors. Talebearing is the spreading of false news. It is punishable by the law in many countries. Children talk too. They talk with their friends about other people. They talk about their parents, teachers, neighbors, and others. They talk about what they know and what they do not know. But whether what they say is true or not, as long as your words can cause misunderstanding or bring a reproach to others, you have sinned. You must be very careful of what you tell people about others. Your evil words will separate friends and cause a quarrel or a fight among people. Watch what you say today, separate from everyone that wants to gossip with you. God will bless or punish you according to your words. Prayer for today. Spirit of the living God, please be in control of all I say. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, James chapter 3 verses 1 through 2. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.